Kathleen, Jolene, there. Okay, you're on your own. Jolene, what's your last name, kiddo? I didn't catch it.
Russell.
Oh, geez, yes, of course. So tell me a little bit about this farm and how you come to be here.
We came here on vacation for years, and our favorite part of the whole island was up here in these green grasslands. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, I went to college in Eastern Washington, so I said, this is Ellensburg with an ocean.
Sure.
You know.
And then here you are, rotationally grazing grass-fed beef and finding a good market for it.
A very good market. I mean, to me, we've had to invent the market ourselves, you know. I get into a little bit of argument with the Cattlemen's Council that still sends me the reminder to, like, pay my check off.
Yeah.
But I pay the check off when I sell into their market, but I don't pay it when I sell into my own,
right.
You know.
Tell me a little bit about the strategy here. First, the ranch's name, what it means, and then how many acres it's made up of.
It's 399.9 acres, okay. And it was probably at one point owned by the sugar plantation, just long enough for them to make a ditch system through the existing water system, because they were trying to bring water down here. So I think that's when a lot of the logging was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the World War, it was used as a truck farm. So they were growing peas and beans and corn. I'm not sure how successfully, because the wind tends to blow about 50 miles an hour up here on a really beautiful day.
Wow.
And just 2 weeks ago, we were getting gusts up to 80 here.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that water system from way back then still serves you pretty well.
No, I don't use the water system on the island. We do a 3 million gallon rain-filled reservoir. No surface water at all.
Wow.
That way we're not risking liver flukes or, you know, any of the parasites that would be waterborne.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit about that, because again, grass-fed in Wisconsin, we're going to think a little bit about vaccination and worms, things like that. How do you handle that with these animals?
Well, I know that I have really successful ranchers around me, so I know that they're keeping up with their vaccination program and they're testing animals. They do so much shipping that they know. So I already feel very protected kind of being in, you know, in and around them, you know, though there have been problems.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea is, I don't know that, like, you can have an organic standard for beef here on the island. There is not anyone doing it, but you're raising the beef in probably the most natural way. You're not bringing anything that's not already on the land, you know. I mean, even some of the weeds that are growing, the amaranth and stuff like that, have antibacterial properties. Eucalyptus trees, the cows lay under the eucalyptus trees, get the eucalyptus oil on their fur. That's kind of anti-fly remedies right there. I mean, there's just so much that just seems some incredibly grand, you know,
plan.
And I think that that's the thing about being here and being able to just put a fence around a property and make it sustain itself, because I don't think that it's that easy in a lot of places anymore.
Well, you are, like you said, you have created your own market. Talk to me a little bit about how you direct market basically to your neighbors.
Basically, it's harder to sell it to your neighbors. Mm. I mean, it's got to be really good. And mostly people will have the beef at a picnic or a barbecue or something like that, and they'll just go, where did this beef come from? Because I haven't tasted beef like this in and since I was a child, you know. And it's like, well, they don't treat the animal with the same amount of respect after it's dead that they treat when it's alive.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what it deserves. Because I had a background as a chef, during the 25 years that I was a chef, I really saw the quality of meat in general just go down, you know. And it's like, how do you change that, you know? Because I'm sorry, I'm a meat eater, but I want to eat good animals, and I think it makes all the difference in the world.
That's changed your strategy, at least compared to what many people may think when it comes to rotational grazing. You feed them, you keep them on the grass for quite a little while. They go, they're slaughtered, and they yield a pretty heavy rack. Tell me a little bit about that strategy.
That strategy, well, in terms of finishing them. Yeah. I say they're finished when they look finished. You know, some of when we first started, I had a lot of Simmental crosses, and they were big and bony.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody did cow calf over here, so they liked those Simmental crosses because those calves were heavy. You know, but I thought the Simmental were a difficult breed to handle. They were kind of hot-handed.
Yeah.
They had some genetic problems, especially with the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I could probably downsize the herd, so I went back to find these old Hereford bulls, started picking the cows from the smaller mothers, you know, and now have like really changed the frame size of the animal so that it will finish a little bit sooner than it was when we first got started, because now there's very little waste with the animal.
Now you've got, we'll call them subscribers, your neighbors, $300, 8 people times 300 on an animal, and they get their animal once a year?
They can get their animal anywhere up to 6 times a year.
Okay.
So they can, the notice goes out that there's going to be a distribution.
Yeah.
And then they either opt in or opt out. And so, you know, most of the people like the shares because it's the size of like a small freezer where they don't hear. Electricity rates are really expensive. And so people do not want to have to run another freezer. So they're happy if it's just enough meat than what they'll eat.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
No, Jalene, honestly, you're one of the few animal agriculture people I get a chance to talk to on the Hawaiian Islands. Tell me your take. Like you said, you're just over the hill from Parker Ranch, which is a multi-thousand head unit that's still existing here. Paint me a picture of animal agriculture here on the Big Island.
Well, I think that if you went back, like, to before there were grocery stores, so let's say the 40s and 50s, this is how everybody got their meat, by knowing someone. There were probably, everybody raised them in their backyard, in a neighbor's pasture. You know, this is how the food system used to work, and it was knowing your farmer. And I mean, I think grocery stores pretty much changed that for us, you know. And now, I mean, you could go into a grocery store, but you don't know what it, you don't won't even know what country that beef comes from, much less that it's someplace that you drive by every day and you see these totally happy cows that are usually not eating because they're already well nourished. You know?
You know what I think is interesting, kind of along that evolution, back in the 40s and 50s, you knew everybody. You'd see each other at church or the post office. Now you said to stay connected. You've got some high-tech ways of staying connected and some low-tech ways.
Yep. Well, it's still like the bulletin board at the post office is going to be your best place to reach the most number of people here in Kohala. And then the Facebook page, which, you know, I because I go to Italy and I'm part of the slow food movement on an international level, it's like there's people on the Facebook page from all countries, you know. You have like the grass-fed page on the on the Facebook. You learn about everything. You learn about vaccines. You learn about animal health, you know, you get advice from everybody that way. And I think it's like really fun and it's way more entertaining than, you know, political posts. So
how can we find you? If people want to know your story and follow you more, how can they find you?
They can find me at Pu'u o Kumau Ranch, you know, which is a Facebook page, you know, or Jalene Russell on Facebook. And you can find our website at Kumau Cattle Company, you know, so.